Yeah, you were like a you were like a Wi-Fi tower for daydreaming.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Define real.
How do you know you exist?
It is intuitively obvious.
Intuition is no proof. What concrete evidence do you have that you exist?
Well, I think, therefore I am.
That's good. That's very good. But how do you know that anything else exists?
My sensory apparatus reveals it to me.
Ah, right.
This is fun.
Now listen, here's the big question. How do you know that the evidence your sensory apparatus reveals to you is correct?
If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain.
What I'm getting at is this. The only experience that is directly available to you is your sensory data. And this sensory data is merely a stream of electrical impulses that stimulates your computing center.
In other words, all that I really know about the outside world is relayed to me through my electrical connections.
Exactly!
Why, that would mean that I really don't know what the outside universe is like at all, for certain.
That's it!
So we're really like blind people groping around with these feeble little senses to determine what reality is.
And make sense of the world only if we base the world on consciousness. World is made of consciousness. World is consciousness. Consciousness is the ground of being. Quantum physics makes this as clear as daylight.
If you want to see fear in a quantum physicist's eyes, just mention the words, the measurement problem. The measurement problem is this. An atom only appears in a particular place if you measure it. In other words, an atom is spread out all over the place until a conscious observer decides to look at it. So the act of measurement or observation creates the entire universe.
Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There is no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves.
And this is exactly what mystics have been trying to tell us for so many years, that the world is an illusion, and that the real world and universe is a non-physical.
Shamans see the universe as made of primal vibrational stuff. And that really tied into my understanding of quantum physics, because in quantum physics we talk about quantum waves, which are vibrations, out of which all matter is eventually is created or emerges.
Atoms are not just unimaginable, they're self-contradictory. They behave both like particles and waves. And it gets weirder. When you're not looking at an atom, it behaves like a spread out wave. But when you look to see where it is, it behaves like a particle.
And one of the basic assumptions of quantum physics is the quantum wave nature of all matter. That matter, unobserved, matter on its own, moves and vibrates in waves. But waves of what? Are they water waves? Are they sound waves? Are they electrical waves? No, they're actually waves of nothing.
But imagine you're doing music. You need silence to be able to cut it. To make music, to make a beat. If you're making reality, you need space to define the reality in between. So space, reality could be just various resolutions, right? Various divisions of space in a fractal structured sense.
Space that we believe is empty is not really so empty. It's full of a living essence, of a living material that we're only beginning to understand, number one. And number two, the fact, and it is a fact now, that we may have experiences inside of our bodies that influence the world beyond our bodies through the conduit of what's in this space.
I mean, if you said to people, is that table solid? They say, of course it is. Well, it isn't. It can't be. It's made of atoms, right? And atoms are not solid. Tell me how it does that. Our minds do that by turning vibrational fields into apparently physical objects.
Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
Then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends, it is only yourself.
The bottom line is this. Everything is conscious. What we call creation is like an ocean of infinite energy, which is manifesting itself in different forms.
The space between things is anything but empty. It is full of a living, pulsating essence that is so new, scientists have yet to agree on a single term. Some are calling it a quantum hologram, very technical sounding name. Dr. Edgar Mitchell, the former Apollo astronaut, I've had the honor of sharing the stage with him a number of times. He calls it nature's mind. Stephen Hawking calls it the mind of God. Others simply call it the field. In 1944, the father of quantum physics, Max Planck, identified the existence of this field, and he called it the matrix. He said, underlying everything that we see, our bodies included, everything we see in the world around us in our bodies, he said, there is the existence of what must be a conscious and intelligent mind. This is his language, 1944. He said that this mind is the matrix of all matter, and it's from his work that the movie series began and many of the ideas that we have today.
Your appearance now is what we call residual self-image. It is the mental projection of your digital self.
It's easy to spend hours tossing and turning every night, struggling to fall asleep. Well, no need to worry any longer. Here are the Onion's tips for getting a good night's sleep. First, it's important to minimize the intrusion of light into your bedroom by sleeping inside a large black trash bag. Rent a professional sleep coach to watch over you for the 8 hours you're in bed, so he can wake you up anytime you look like you aren't having the perfect night's sleep. If you're still having a hard time sleeping, simply lie awake in bed waiting for the warm, eternal rest of death that inevitably comes to all of us with time. Also, don't forget to evaluate your room to rid it of any distractions, such as televisions, pillows, sheets, or beds. There, that's better. And of course, one last trick for when you're drifting off to sleep is listening to my voice as I read from my new fantasy novel for young adults, The Tiger Wing Chronicles, Book 1, Arendor's Awakening, Prologue. Dagon Norford's quickly paced footsteps echoed through the dark halls of Thorndale Manor. Sharply turning corner after corner, the olive-skinned boy of 19 was trailed closely by his trusted accomplice and own personal tiger, Lucius, whose emerald eyes practically illuminated the path ahead of them. "When we reach the main hall, we may have to keep our guards about us," mused Dagon, brushing back a long strand of his jet-black hair as the hint of a smile traced across his face. "Members of the Tiger Wing haven't been allowed in Thorndale Manor for centuries now. Things could get dangerous." Lucius strode confidently behind Dagon, seemingly emboldened by the young warrior's statement. Before more time had passed, Dagon flung open the iron gates leading to the hallway of the kings. Now moving carefully, the two companions gingerly approached the great hall, where their arrival...
I'm not fully awake yet, I'm not fully awake. Please call me back or text me, 'cause I am not fully awake. Don't comment on my voice, how gravelly it is, because I'm not fully awake and can't retaliate. Don't comment on the time of day. I work at night so I can sleep in the day. Thank you, bye.
relate.
Giving a new meaning to the phrase sleeping with the fishes. This is a sleepover like no other. Airbnb are offering its users the chance to win a night in an underwater bedroom at Aquarium de Paris. Scared yet? Well, what if we told you the lucky winners will be submerged in 3 million litres of water in a tank 10 metres deep, with only a 360-degree transparent wall between them and some rather unusual neighbours, 35 sharks. Guests will also enjoy an intimate meal at the aquarium with tankside views. The experience is designed to give competition winners an exclusive behind-the-scenes glimpse into the world of sharks, how they live, why they're so misunderstood, and their importance to the ocean's ecosystem. Do you think you'd get a peaceful night's sleep? Maybe you just don't watch Jaws before you go. Oh, and don't sleepwalk.
Should go to sleep. Too hard standing on my own 2 feet. Been walking too long on a dead end street. I guess I should go to sleep. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll take off my shoes, head upstairs, and then watch the news. That's another way to lose these walking blues. I guess I'll take off.
Just a baby, but this rhino is already suffering from the trauma he's seen in his short life. The 4-month-old rhino known as Gertie refuses to sleep on his own after witnessing the brutal murder of his mother by poachers. He was rescued from the wild last month by staff at an endangered species centre in South Africa after he was found next to his mother's body, crying inconsolably. Staff said it was a devastating sight as he would not leave her side. Gertie is now recovering at the centre but has been unable to sleep alone after the ordeal, so the team take it in turns to feed the animal every 3 hours and sleep outside his room. The centre is now appealing for donations to help keep enough fat-free milk in stock, as baby rhinos are only weaned off milk when they're over a year old. Staff say he will be cared for until he's ready to be reintroduced into a wildlife reserve.
Now I lay me down not to sleep. I just get tangled.
since the Second World War.
Who do you see?
Well, you're never gonna get it.
Who do you see?
Tell me what's that for?
Who do you see?
You have to reap what you get, and there's a guy who's been awake since the Second World War. My mind is racing, filled with lists of things to do and things I've done. Another sleepless night's begun.
Clicks down, I count sheep, I count heartbeats. The only thing that counts is that I won't sleep. I count down, I look around.
Well, you're never gonna get it. Tell me what's that for? You have to wait for what you get, and this guy's been awake since the Second World War. Second World War.
So much joy in life, so many pleasures all around. But the pleasure of insomnia is one I've never found. With all life has to offer, there's so much to be enjoyed. But the pleasures of insomnia are ones I can't avoid.
Kids down, I count sheep, I count heartbeats. The only thing that counts is that I won't sleep. I count down, I look around.
Holla, holla, holla.
Well, you're never gonna get it. Tell me what's that for?
Who do you see?
You have to listen what you're getting. This guy's been awake since the Second World War.
Who do you see?
Well, you're never gonna get it.
Who do you see?
Tell me what's that for?
Who do you see?
You have to listen what you're getting. This guy's been awake since the Second World War. Who needs sleep? Who needs sleep? Who needs sleep? Who needs sleep? Who needs sleep?
Invention to help people sleep on long train journeys has been put to the test as millions of people leave Beijing for Chinese New Year. Chen Yang Quan joined the mass migration, taking with him the train buddy. The sleep support, which has adjustable cushions for your head and chest, is designed to make crowded journeys more comfortable.
When I was attending university in the 90s, I needed to take a train to Beijing. After I took a hard seat overnight, I felt pain everywhere. I felt pain in my waist, my neck, and my eyes. So I wanted to invent something to help passengers who have hard seats feel comfortable overnight.
Around 32 million people are expected to be packed into crowded trains ahead of the Lunar New Year on Sunday, providing Chen with the ultimate opportunity to promote the train buddy.
I think this is quite comfortable. The design is very user-friendly. Its angle and some other things can be adjusted. It's easy to assemble and carry. I think it's convenient and functional.
Train buddy faces competition from the ostrich pillow demonstrated here. And if you want to keep it old school, you can always opt for the table.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on, tell me, baby. In the pond, where the sun don't ever shine. I was shivering all night too. My girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cool wind blows. Where's that, baby? In the pond, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet you will do all night too. My girl, my girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on and tell me something about it. In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet she would. Oh, night, shiver for me now. What happened down there? My husband was a hard-working man, killed a mile and a half from here. What happened to him? His head was found in a driver wheel, and his body ever never been found. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on and tell me something about it. In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet she would, oh, night too.
Those hoping to get ahead of the work week, look no further than Overtime Plus, a new app that lets you work for your company even while you sleep. The app from Houston developer Creative Mode keeps you trapped in a constant half-awake, half-dream state where your thoughts are never far from the drudgeries of the work week.
Falling asleep is the most opportune time to dwell on your job and think about how you could be doing it better. Our app makes sure that the time that you'd normally waste on recuperation is spent towards more productive tasks, like planning your response to why your project's $10,000 over budget.
By simply laying your phone on your mattress, the app's accelerometers are able to measure your movements throughout the night, so it knows when you're close to falling into a deep sleep and losing focus of the crushing work demands ahead of you. When restful sleep is detected, the app dips into your personalized work tasks to generate a subliminal signal, like the date of an important deadline or keywords from the most damning portion of your last job review, to jostle you back into a state of productive, semi-awake agitation.
I was close to falling asleep last night, then my app started whispering my boss's name over and over again until I was awake and answered work emails at 3 in the morning.
Last night it made me dream that I was locked in the office until I could find the most optimal way to catalog the company's new server. I still haven't figured it out.
The app doesn't just keep you mentally shackled to your day job, but also serves as an alarm clock by repeatedly shouting you're late for work until you're jolted out of bed in a panic each morning. Later in the hour, we'll see how long it takes me to vomit while wearing the new VR headset from Oculus Rift.
No one.
We've all heard of counting sheep to fall asleep, but in Thailand, it's humans helping elephants nod off with lullabies. The founder of Chiang Mai's Elephant Nature Park likes to sing to the animals to help them get their 8 hours. 6 years ago, a difficult-to-handle baby elephant was sung to sleep with success, and since then, songs have been used to calm down the big mammals and help them drift off into a much-needed slumber. Many of the elephants at the sanctuary are rescue animals who've suffered abuse. The Elephant Nature Park covers 280 acres and homes more than 70 elephants, all of whom we can trust get their much-needed beauty sleep.
Oh! Oh! Sounds like suicide.
If you awaken from this illusion, and you understand that black implies white, self implies other, life implies death, or shall I say, death implies life, you can feel yourself not as a stranger in the world, not as something here on probation, not as something that has arrived here by fluke, but you can begin to feel your own existence as absolutely fundamental. I'm not trying to sell you on this idea in the sense of converting you to it. I want you to play with it. I want you to think of its possibilities. I'm not trying to prove it. I'm just putting it forward as a possibility of life to think about. So then, let's suppose that you were able every night to dream any dream you wanted to dream. And that you could, for example, have the power within one night to dream 75 years of time, or any length of time you wanted to have. And you would naturally, as you began on this adventure of dreams, you would fulfill all your wishes. You would have every kind of pleasure you could conceive. And after several nights of 75 years of total pleasure each, you would say, well, that was pretty great. But now let's have a surprise. Let's have a dream which isn't under control. Well, something is going to happen to me that I don't know what it's going to be. And you would dig that and come out of that and say, wow, that was a close shave, wasn't it? Then you would get more and more adventurous, and you would make further and further out gambles as to what you would dream. And finally, you would dream where you are now. You would dream the dream of living the life that you are actually living today. That would be within the infinite multiplicity of choices you would have, of playing that you weren't God. Because the whole nature of the Godhead, according to this idea, is to play that he's not. So in this idea then, everybody is fundamentally the ultimate reality. Not God in a politically kingly sense, but God in the sense of being the self, the deep down basic whatever there is. And you're all that, only you're pretending you're not.
Now how many walls do I have to climb to find my peace of mind? I keep on leaving pieces of me behind, keeping me blinded, blinded by night, forged by light, to sharpen my tongue to the blade of a knife. Take life, breathe, flames to the mic, veins for the light, we slain for the fight, for the love of the music, struggle nightly, decline trouble politely, cause although enticing, Ivy likes to strike, inviting strife, igniting white lies, cover up alibis, none of it or nothing is something I grown accustomed to trying. I'm cutting to the front of the line with something different than the other 100,000. I'm trying to make a difference. This is reminiscent of only dominion, no one bringing it harder, in my opinion, in this rotten stone spinning. Copper tone, children don't get it, can't be plastic and feel shit. That's real, that's ridiculous, can't waste my time, I hope to never know another night like this. I pray to never lead another life like this. Where will I be when I finally find my wish? Sailing free to heaven on a timeless wind, I say goodbye.
My arms like a memory, nothing like the truth when you solve up the mystery. Living in the moment, pure voice, watch me elevate, reach higher heights, architect the world recreate.
When I feel let go,
the rain falls from my gutter. Another one of those lonely nights to hold each other. I didn't ask for you to stay, I just wanted to wear your face for half the day, to deal with any trouble coming my way. I'll leave the blame on somebody else by changing my name, forgetting the pain that I left buried, half slain, half sane, having faint thoughts of when the days gone by, not high was I spaced off. I can't fly, I'm losing time again. Thank God you found me, pronouncing me dead, announcing me the heads I've seen a thousand times before. Their faces I've read in electric sunset. My senses sick as I shuffle through sentences of someone else's dialect, next to my own weariness. Miss,
is my content so foul. My consciousness in and out through continents I prowl. After that myself and found how to take what's dealt. Threw my feelings on the shelf and turned to someone else. I hope to never know another night like this. I pray to never lead another life like this. Where will I be when I finally find my wish? Sailing free to heaven on a timeless wind. I say goodbye.
My arms like a memory, nothing like the truth when you solve up the mystery. Living in the moment,
your voice, watch me elevate. Reach higher heights, architect the world, recreate.
We have to let go,
we have to release the weight.
Come back home,
from where I fear repatriate.
Wash away your fear,
from then you can't participate.
Wash away your tears,
can't cry no more.
This is so perplexing, wrestling with my thoughts, not to overlook the interesting, the lining of the nesting, the in-betweens, the infinite shades of green, the not seen by the average eye, practical application of different knots, tied to climb ladders to the top, find that they're not too kind to your kind, the plot's not nice, it's sugar-coated and spiced up, right? That's why I'm up tight, up late night, no time for sleep to sleep, I barely find the time to eat, when I have the money to, something you might not understand, why I would sacrifice my life for this mic in my hand, it's my sanity, man, I couldn't handle it, I crap without my raps and my beats to match, believe that. This is therapy helping me, energy moving throughout me. How we deal with our problems, we solve them through authoring novel speech. Nautical speed, profit through speech, no, I'd rather profit through the profit in me. I hope to never know another night like this. I pray to never lead another life like this. Where will I be when I finally find my wish? Sailing free to heaven on a timeless wind. I say goodbye.
My arms like a memory, nothing like the truth when you solve up the mystery.
Living in the moment,
your voice, watch me elevate.
Reach higher heights, architect the world, recreate.
We have to let go.
Did you guys ever realize how every good night of sleep you get is like a movie trailer for dying? You get a good 10 hours, you're like, oh, that's what it's going to be like. I can't wait.
It's 3 a.m. and I want to go to bed. She was so pretty that my eyes through disguises at me. Now we will sit and we'll wonder about our future. But now I'm thinking that today sounds fine to me. Well, I've been working 5 days full time. Ain't got no money, but everything is going fine. Well, I've been tired in my head. Well, I've been tired in my head. It's 3 a.m. and I want. She will sit and stare directly at me, and that laugh will take me to my future. Throughout my past, there is nothing left for me. But I've been working 5 days full time. Ain't got no money, but everything is going fine. Well, I've been tired in my head. Said I've been tired in my head. It's 3 a.m. and I wanna go to bed. I got a lady running through my. She comes to me, invades my mind, reminds me of where we should be. So we just sit and we dream about our future. Throughout my past, there is nothing left for me. But I've been thinking 5 days full time. Ain't got no money, but everything is going fine. But I've been tired in my head. Well, I'm tired in my head. It's 3 a.m. and I wanna go to bed. I got a lady running through my head. Ran out of money.
it occurs to me that at any given moment, because of the way the planet is as a thing, some considerable percentage of human beings are asleep, always, and many are awake. And so if the world soul is made of the collective consciousness of human beings, then it is never entirely awake. It is never entirely asleep. It exists in, I guess you can hear me. It exists in some kind of indeterminate zone. And this to me is the clue to understanding something that is personally fascinating to me. And it revolves around why people believe such weird things. And why, either as a consequence of the approach of the millennium or the breakdown of traditional values or the density of electromagnetic radiation, or for some reason, a balkanization of epistemology is taking place. And what I mean by that is there is no longer a commonality of understanding. I mean, for some people, quantum physics provides the answers. Their next door neighbor may look to the channeling of archangels with equal fervor. I mean, if this is not a balkanization of epistemology, I don't know what it is. It is accompanied by a related phenomenon, which is technology, or the historical momentum of things, is creating such a bewildering social milieu that the monkey mind cannot find a simple story, a simple creation myth or redemption myth to lay over the crazy contradictory patchwork of profane techno-consumerist post-McLuhanist electronic pre-apocalyptic existence. And so into that dimension of anxiety created by this inability to parse reality rushes a bewildering variety of squirrely notions. Epistemological cartoons, if you will, that, and conspiracy theory, in my humble opinion. I'm somewhat immune to paranoia, so those of you who aren't, you know, gaze in wonder. conspiracy theory is a kind of epistemological cartoon about reality. I mean, isn't it so simple to believe that things are run by the Greys, and that all we have to do is trade sufficient fetal tissue to them and we can solve our technological problems? Or isn't it comforting to believe that the Jews are behind everything, or the Communist Party, or the Catholic Church, or the Masons? Well, these are epistemological cartoons. It's, you know, kindergarten stuff in the art of amateur historiography. I believe that the truth of the matter is far more terrifying, that the real truth that dare not speak itself is that no one is in control. Absolutely no one. You know, you don't understand Monica, you don't understand Netanyahu, it's because nobody is in control. This stuff is ruled by the equations of dynamics and chaos. Now, there may be entities seeking control, the World Bank, the Communist Party, the rich, the somebody others, but to seek control is to take enormous aggravation upon yourself. Because this process that is underway will take the control freak by the short and curly and throw them against the wall. It's like trying to control a dream, you see. The global destiny of the species is somehow unfolding with the logic of a dream. Well, now a Jungian would say, no surprise here, history is the collective dream of humanity. It is run by archetypal energies. It is downloaded by the zeitgeist into the various milieus and epochs of which it is composed. This seems reasonable to me. I don't want to give you the impression it's too linear to understand that what I am saying is that awake is good, asleep is bad. What I would rather do is explain this whole gradient of possible positioning vis-a-vis your life and your destiny, these choices that you have, and then have people understand that they choose, you choose to be asleep or partially asleep or fully awake or to be one part of the time and in some situations and one part of the time and in other situations.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the f*** to sleep. The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddle down in the deep. I'll read you one very last book if you swear you'll go the f*** to sleep. The eagles who soar through the sky are at rest, and the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's bullshit. Stop lying. Lie the f*** down, my darling, and sleep. The wind whispers soft through the grass, hun. The field mice, they make not a peep. It's been 38 minutes already. Jesus Christ, what the f***? Go to sleep. All the kids from daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap. Hell no, you can't go to the bathroom. You know where you can go? The f*** to sleep. The owls fly forth from the treetops. Through the air they soar and they sweep. A hot crimson rage fills my heart, love. For real, shut the f*** up and sleep. The cubs and the lions are snoring, wrapped in a big, snuggly heap. How come you can do all this other great shit, but you can't lie the fuck down and sleep? The seeds slumber beneath the earth now, and the crops that the farmers will reap. No more questions. This interview's over. I got two words for you, kid. Sleep. The tiger reclines in the simmering jungle. The sparrow has silenced her sheep. F*** your stuff bad. I'm not getting you. Close your eyes. Cut the crap. Sleep. The flowers doze low in the meadows, and high on the mountains so steep. My life is a failure. I'm a shitty ass parent. Stop f***ing with me, please, and sleep. The giant pangolins of Madagascar are snoozing. As I lie here and openly weep, sure. Fine, whatever, I'll bring you some milk. Who the f*** cares? You're not gonna sleep. This room is all I can remember. The furniture, crappy and cheap. You win, you escape, you run down the hall. as I nod the fuck off and sleep. Bleary and dazed, I awaken to find your eyes shut, so I keep my fingers crossed tight as I tiptoe away and pray that you're asleep. We're finally watching our movie. Popcorn's in the microwave. Beep. Oh, shit. God damn it. You gotta be kidding. Come on. Go the fuck back to sleep.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
And start planning my crash landing. I go up, 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 up to the ceiling. Then I feel my soul start leaving, like an old man's hair receding. I'm bleeding, bleeding, so please, on my knees repeatedly, asking why it's got to be like this. Is this living free? I don't wanna be the one, be the one who lives the sun's blood on my hands out to the moon. Take this weapon, force in darkness. Some see a pen, I see a harpoon. That we need. I'm not free. I ask forgiveness 3 times, same amount that I deed. Not a 3-time MVP. This crime, I'm afraid to tell you who I adore. Won't tell you who I'm singing towards. Metaphorically, I'm a whore, and that's denial number 4. I'll stay. We'll be right back.
have I become? I'm sorry.
Now, go find the others. .com.
In other news, a new study reveals that the majority of suicides occur while trying to put a fitted sheet on a bed.